This is WCWP, Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
On the air,
88.1 FM.
Online,
WCWP.org.
And on the go,
the WCWP app.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, and round one of this title bout is Fight Man by Cassiopeia.
Hi, I'm WCWP alum John Zoni, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John Zoni. I didn't know what time it was. Was the Rodgers and Hart show tune serving as track two on McCoy Tyner's Just Feelin' album in 1985? Babatunde plays percussion on Just Feelin's first and last tracks, while the rest is played by the trio of McCoy Tyner on piano, Avery Sharp on acoustic bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. McCoy previously covered I Didn't Know What Time It Was on Time for Tyner in 1969, a radically different arrangement featuring Bobby Hutcherson on vibraphone. 39 was the year Richard Rodgers composed the music and Lorenz Hart the lyrics for the musical Too Many Girls, where the tune was introduced by Richard Colmar and Marcy Westcott. Singing in the 1940 RKO film adaptation were Trudy Irwin, dubbing Lucille Ball, and Richard Carlson. That's too many Richards, but also the only Richards in this show. Windmill was the second song in the set from Lee Ritenour's 1987 CD, Portrait. Ritt wrote Portrait with future Foreplay bandmate Harvey Mason. Mace didn't play drums on Windmill. That honor went to Vinnie Colaiuta. Lee was on acoustic guitar, electric guitar, and synth axe. Paul Jackson Jr. on rhythm electric guitar. Greg Fillengaines on keyboards. Larry Williams with keyboard programming. Paulinho da Costa with percussion. Background vocals by Kevin Latow. She spells her name with a Y. And on bass, Nathan East, the third future Foreplay founder. Bob James was the fourth founder, and we'll hear all but Lee Ritenour with Foreplay at the bottom of the hour on a track from the Chuck Loeb era. Song one of the show was track one on Full Colors, the second CD and Laserdisc and VHS of the Cassiopeia second era, released in 1991. Fight Man was the fight song. Cassiopeia founder Issei Noro was its composer, and he played electric guitar. Minoru Mukaiya played keyboards, Yoshihiro Naruse was on bass, and Masaki Hiyama on drums. I do know it's time for a break on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Down to the bone takes a village when we come back.
This world needs just a few more rednecks.
That's right, folks.
On the radio.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, down to the bone with Global Village. That's the village they're taking.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Game Dave. That was gamer David Benoit's cover of Then the Morning Comes by Smash Mouth from Fuzzy Logic in 2002, 3 years after the original appeared on Smash Mouth's second album, Astro Lounge. Then the Morning Comes was written by Smash Mouth member Greg Kemp and outside songwriter Paul Barry, reaching number two on the Billboard Adult Top 40 chart. Scott Marshall, son of Gary Marshall, directed the music video. Sadly, Smash Mouth lead vocalist vocalist Steve Harwell passed away over Labor Day weekend in 2023. David Benoit produced and arranged the cover of Then the Morning Comes, playing piano and Hammond B3 organ on it. Larry Bunker was on vibraphone, Pat Kelly on lead guitar, Tony Maiden on rhythm guitar, Abe Laboriel on bass, and Steve Ferroni on drums. The middle song in that set was Clappin' by T-Square from Discoveries in 2009. I debated whether I should do that, and obviously I decided to clap anyway. Written by T-Square member Satoshi Bando was Clappin'. I'm not going to clap again. Bando-san played drums, percussion, synth bass, and programming. Masahiro Ando, without the B, handled guitar and helped on programming, as did Keizo Kawano, otherwise on piano and keyboards. And Takeshi Ito was just on alto sax, no programming. David Tyler and Stuart Wade handled programming at the top of the set for the Down to the Bone song Global Village on Cellar Funk in 2004. That programming was drum, percussion, synth bass, and samples of sounds and horns. Stuart Wade produced and arranged Global Village, which he wrote with Neil Cowley. Neil played keyboards, including organ, Matt Koldrick was on acoustic guitar, and Ian Crabtree on electric guitar, same as the other guitarists in this segment. Al Turner, the bass burner, leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Are you a classic rock fan?
On 88.1 FM and WCWP.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Al Turner's sequel to Movin' is Still Movin', and it features Bob James. Still Movin'.
Hi, this is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We'll get to Bob and Foreplay shortly. We just heard Gerald Albright with Split Decision from Slam Dunk in 2014, a CD that I helped crowdfund. G wrote, produced, arranged, and horn-arranged Split Decision, a song that reminded me a little of Bob's Foreplay bandmate, Chuck Loeb. Rick Watford was the guitarist on Split Decision, Jerron Garnett on drums, Chris Big Dog Davis on keyboards, and Gerald Albright on all the rest. Lead tenor sax, backing alto tenor and baritone saxes, rhythm bass, and lead bass. Those were electric basses, whereas Peter Washington played acoustic bass for the Bill Charlap trio arrangement of Sophisticated Lady, the last track on Uptown Downtown in 2017. 1933 was the year Duke Ellington composed that jazz standard that was recorded by Duke and his orchestra. Lyrics were later written by Mitchell Parrish and published by Irving Mills. Duke approved of those lyrics, but admitted they didn't fit his original conception. He was inspired by three female grade school teachers. Quote, they taught all winter and toured Europe in the summer. To me, that spelled sophistication. Unquote. Sophisticated Lady, times three. I mentioned Peter Washington on bass. His brother Kenny Washington played drums and Bill Charlap was on piano. It was a piano trio, like for McCoy Tyner earlier on I Didn't Know What Time It Was. Al Turner, the bass burner, bookended the set on electric bass, lead and rhythm, for a song featuring Bob James. Al and Bob's co-composition, Still Movin', from Sunny Days in 2012. The original Movin' appeared on Al's 2005 debut, It's Good to Have Friends, reissued in 2009 as Movin'. Al supplemented his bass on Still Movin' with keyboards and percussion. Bob played piano and keyboards, and he arranged the horns. Those horns were Chris with a K Johnson on trumpet and Randy Scott on tenor sax. Mac Man, Marlon McLean, was on guitar, Brian Bean O'Neill on organ, and Ron Otis on drums. Al and Ron were in Bob's solo touring band at the time, as well as Earl Clue's touring band. Taking us into Hour 2 and staying in 2012, Foreplay, then made up of Bob James, Nathan East, Harvey Mason, and Chuck Loeb. Sugoi is their song.
This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau,
88.1 FM,
and beyond,
WCWP.org.
It's hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, and hour one ended amazingly with Sugoi by Foreplay. Sugoi is Japanese for amazing and cool, and can be found on Esprit des Forts, as in Esprit des Corps, which is French, in 2012, the same year as Sunny Days by Al Turner, from where we heard Still Movin'. Foreplay member Bob James composed Sugoi and played piano and keyboards, as he did on Still Movin'. Nathan East played bass and sang vocals, one more than he did on Windmill. Harvey Mason was on drums and percussion, and Chuck Loeb on guitars. Mace and Chuck may have played additional keyboards, but I know Mace and Nate were part of Windmill, as I said, by Lee Ritenour last hour. I didn't say it was by Lee yet, but now I did. And Mace was the writer and Nate the bassist on Windmill, respectively. There's a Cassiopeia component to Foreplay, as Harvey Mason, Nathan East, and Bob James worked with them, Cassiopeia, on a few albums in the 80s and 90s. Cassiopeia's Fight Man led off the show, with Windmill coming second. Saxophonist Huge Groove starts the second hour with a tribute to Junior Walker. You can call it Junior, because he did.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bernie, that was Brian Bromberg with Last Day of Summer, another Chuck Loeb-esque song, from The Magic of Moonlight, released July 28th, 2023. It was written, arranged, and produced by Brian, who played four basses, including acoustic and electric piccolo basses that sound like regular guitars. Gannon Arnold was on rhythm regular electric guitar, Tom Zink on piano and organ, Joel Taylor on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, and Chuck Loeb's jazz funk soul mate, Everett Harp, on tenor sax. There was a horn section on Last Day of Summer, arranged by Brian Bromberg and Nathan Tonaway, and in that section were trumpeter Michael Stever, trombonist Nick Lane, and Andrew New on multiple saxophones, New spelled N-E-U. Before a track from The Magic of Moonlight, it was guitarist Les Sabler with Moonlight from Flying High, coming out February 3rd, 2023. Moonlight's composers were Paul Brown, producer, mixer, no guitar, and Lou Lang, keyboards, synth bass, drum programming. Les Sabler was on lead guitar and Andrew Freeman on rhythm. Huge Groove started the set with Junior for Junior Walker from Comfort Zone, which came out August 25th, 23. All but one song on Comfort Zone was written collectively by Stephen Huge Groove Grove, Tracy Traycar Carter, and Cornelius Corny Mims. Lots of nicknames tonight. Huge was on multiple saxes, as was Andrew New, led by tenor, in Huge's case, Traycar on piano and keyboards, Corny played bass, John Jubu Smith on guitar, Tim Heintz on Hammond B3 organ, like David Benoit on his cover of Then the Morning Comes, Trevor Lawrence Jr. on drums, not the quarterback, and Lenny Castro again on percussion. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, a cool one from Cindy Bradley.
Song, the one that says how you're feeling.
Friday night starting at 7 here on WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Cindy Bradley's cool one is for the cool in you, dear listener.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus, and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love It.
Never Was Love was the name of Pat Metheny's solo guitar cover of his late friend Russ Long on Pat's solo guitar album, Dreambox, whose street date was June 16th, 2023. The album gets its name from the five Dreamboxes, hollow-body electric guitars, he played throughout, though not all of them at once, one of which was baritone, not bass, like Brian Bromberg on his song Last Day of Summer. Those piccolo basses were hollow body. Russ Long wrote and performed Never Was Love, piano and vocals, for his 1982 record Long on Jazz in Kansas City. Pat's solo guitar song was preceded by a duo song, Kayla Waters, with her composition Acoustic Wind from Presence, coming out 3 weeks after Dreambox on July 7th, 2023. All but one song in this hour is from 23. Kayla's liner notes description of Acoustic Wind is, quote, sensing wispy winds of change within, unquote. I know the feeling. And it's a duo song because all programming and music production was by Kayla and Chris Big Dog Davis, heard with Gerald Albright last hour. A trio with embellishments started the set for The Cool in You by Cindy Bradley from Promise, another July 7th release, starting with the letter P and by a female lead musician. Cindy wrote for The Cool in You with Greg Manning, who is male. Cindy played trumpet, trombone, and tenor sax, Greg on piano, keyboards, synth acoustic bass, and drum programming. Daryl Crooks was on lead and rhythm guitars, as Niels will be, to lead off tonight's last Instrumental Invasion segment. Niels is next.
Reflect the times. Catch Rockin' History every Monday through Thursday.
3-1-2-3. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Niels is now, and he's walking the dog.
You're listening to Mike Shimeri. Smile, Mike. He's always taking our pictures around WCWP. I thought I'd surprise him with this one. But tonight, it's Instrumental Invasion here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Jeff Kroll. Almost finished with this edition of Instrumental Invasion. Justin Lee Schultz had the penultimate song, A Timeless Dream, from Just In The Moment. Get it? Momentously released on September 1st, 2023. Instrumentally, A Timeless Dream just had Justin Lee Schultz and his sister Jamie Lee, Lee spelled differently, in her case. Justin Lee wrote, produced, and arranged the song. He vocalized, and he played piano, keyboards, lead and rhythm guitar, and bass. Jamie Lee was the drummer. Paul Brown produced and mixed Just In The Moment, just as he did for Les Sabler's Flying High CD. The middle song was Brian Simpson's take on Stranger in Paradise from Soul Connection, released June 16th, 23, like Dreambox. 1953 is when Stranger in Paradise debuted in the musical Kismet, credited to Robert Wright and George Forrest. I will now quote Wikipedia. Like almost all the music in that show, the melody was taken from music composed by Alexander Borodin, 1833 to 1887, in this case, The Gliding Dance of the Maidens from the Polovtsian Dance in the opera Prince Igor, 1890. The song in the musical is a lover's duet and describes the transcendent feelings that love brings to their surroundings. Later versions were mostly edited to be sung by male solo artists. This is me talking again per Wikipedia. The most popular version of Stranger in Paradise was sung by Tony Bennett in 1953. The instrumentalists on Brian Simpson's version of Stranger in Paradise, that description took so long you may have forgotten the title, were Brian on piano, Ore Ortega on keyboards, Antonio Gomez on guitar, Alex Al on bass, Michael White on drums, and percussionist Ramon Ray Islas. The set began with Walkin' the Dog, composed and performed by Niels on Cool Shades, coming out 52 weeks before Just In The Moment, September 2nd, 2022. Niels performed on lead and rhythm guitar, keyboards, and programming. Leon Biscara played Rhodes piano, Daryl Williams was on bass, and Gordon Campbell on drums. Finally tonight, trumpeter Lynn Roundtree with Trees Groove. Tree as in Roundtree and Lynn's a guy from The Message, the third June 16th, 2023 release in this show. and second in this segment. It's another duo with embellishments, as its writers are the only players. Lynn is on trumpet and flugelhorn, and in his third appearance of the night, Chris Big Dog Davis on keyboards, synth bass with a solo, and drum programming. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as we groove out with Trees Groove by Lynn Roundtree. So long.